The person calling me was Peter Benedek, my lawyer. He would become an agent the following year. I'd be his first client. Mike, we just saw the movie. It was fantastic, amazing. It's going to be huge. Great, Pete, I muttered. That's cool. What movie? Your movie, Back to the Future. Back to the Future, right. So that's why Peter had called me. He'd just come out of an industry screening of the movie, which was scheduled for release the following week. Now my mind was tracking backwards. With a pregnant Meredith out of commission for much of the fall of 1984, I had decided to keep busy and so accepted an offer to star in Teen Wolf, a low-budget independent feature. We returned to work on Family Ties in November, Meredith having delivered her twins, then broke for the holidays and came back the first week in January of 1985. This was the home stretch, the back nine of our 22-show order. I returned to business as usual, or so I thought. A day or two after our Christmas break, Gary summoned me into his office. He opened a drawer of his desk and pulled out a script. It was thick, too thick to be a script for Family Ties or any other sitcom for that matter. "I have a confession to make," Gary began. "Just before the start of the season, Steven sent me a copy of this script." Steven Spielberg and Gary were good friends, and whenever Gary said Steven, I knew he meant Spielberg. He's producing it, and Bob Zemeckis, the guy who did Romancing the Stone, is directing. Steven and Bob really wanted you for the lead role. They came to me asking if there was any way I could let you out of the show. I didn't mention it to you then because it was just impossible and I didn't want to disappoint you. I hope you understand. I did, actually. With Family Ties on the threshold of breakout success, Gary would have been insane to jeopardize the show by risking the loss of what had now become its main character. They started shooting a couple of months ago with Eric Stoltz. Eric's great, but they don't think he's the right fit for the role. The more they thought about it, the more they kept going back to their original choice, which was you. It's going to be expensive, but they want to reshoot all of his stuff. My head was spinning. You'd have to start work this week. But I want you to understand what this would mean. I can't disrupt our Family Ties schedule in any way, especially after what we've already gone through with Meredith this season. We're not prepared to write around you or write you out of a single episode. You'll have to work your regular day on the show, then be picked up and brought to the movie set where you'll probably work until 2 or 3 in the morning. It would turn out to be more like 5 or 6. It's going to be like that for the rest of the season. If you think you can handle it, then it's fine with me. Yes, yeah, I think. I'm sure I can, I stammered. Well, first things first, Gary concluded. The movie's called Back to the Future. This is it. And with that, he tossed the script across to my side of the desk, where I caught it with nervously fumbling hands. Read it. If you like it, we'll see where it goes from there. I held the screenplay and then balanced it on the palm of my left hand, weighing it and considering its heft. Looking up at Gary once more, a shit-eating grin now plastered across my face, 3 words tumbled out of my mouth. I love it. I had little doubt that this was the feature film project I had been hoping and waiting for since day one. The story was fantastic, and the character, Marty McFly, a skateboarding, girl-chasing, high school rock and roll musician, seemed like the kind of guy I could play in my sleep. That very nearly turned out to be the case.